Welcome to our new podcast series, Five Takes from the International Schools Network. In this week's episode, we are talking with John Dolman, the AI English teacher and teacher of media studies at Ponteland High School. Welcome, John.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
John is going to share with us five takes on AI for inclusivity, how you can best utilize AI to support all learners. And we're going to go straight over to John, who's going to give us take one.
My first take is that, and I lead with this in most of my training with AI, is start with differentiation. You should always start with things that you want to do in the classroom anyway. And this is the thing that we want to do, but it's so time consuming. Differentiate your reading materials. What large language models were almost designed to do, you can put any kind of text into them, copy and paste it into the context window, and ask it to say, okay, take this text and make it suitable for a class of year seven learners who are reading at or maybe fractionally below their chronological age. And even you could even put in some extra instruction there in there to perhaps chunk the text. And instantaneously you've got a ready-made differentiated resource. Now imagine you've got a mixed ability class and you have three or four different reading levels you want to try and hit, but you want everyone working on the same content. You take your course material, you take your reading passage, say, right, here are the three levels I want to differentiate it at. Here's the core material that we need to keep. So we've all got that same content. And straight away, you have an instantaneously differentiated piece of classroom material that you can use straight away. It's the most simple, straightforward thing we can do, but it's such a time saver and it suddenly makes material accessible. And you can go even further. You can go into chunking. You can include in your prompt, which is just the instruction that you give to your large language model. You can even ask for little questions to clarify. So imagine that, taking a complex text and suddenly simplifying it down. You've got your instantaneous accessible resources for your classroom just there. And I would also say there are some platforms that are built specifically for doing this. So one of the ones that I would use is a platform called Diffit, DIFFIT, specifically built for differentiation, and it outputs in so many different formats. I always recommend this one, particularly for people who are working in SEND as well. That's one of the things that they really, really love. But that's my first takeaway, and if you do nothing else, differentiate your reading materials. So my second take is one that I used with creative writing in mind. But also, you can use it for accessing literature text. And that's using the really powerful facility that AI has to take text and turn it into images. So, one of the exercises I did with a mixed class, and this was when I was working in the UAE. And of course, you know, in private international schools in the UAE, you have students with many different linguistic backgrounds. And one really good way to make a text accessible is to be able to provide images to support the descriptions that are going on. So we were able to create descriptions, taking material from a Dickensian text. We were actually looking at Great Expectations, dropping in descriptions of characters and getting a large language model to create a visualization for students. Now, another way to do that is flip that and get students to write the descriptions. And then they can see what their description might look like and then add even more rich vocabulary from that description. So they can look and say, oh, right, I can describe this as well. And as a teacher, you can circulate and say, oh, well, here's a great word you can use here. And it just gives the students an extra support. And I think that visualization is such a powerful tool. And my third take for AI, and this has been one that we've been doing for a while, but it's gotten so much better, is gamification. Is making the experience just a little bit more live. And this is through a number of different platforms. Obviously, people will be familiar with platforms like Kahoot and Blueket already. Quizzes is our go-to platform of choice. But AI has now introduced this idea that we can gamify. So you can create short quizzes, and instantaneously they are transformed from being this bland paper-based tick box exercise into something with a little bit more pizzazz. And at the same time, as an educator, you're getting instant feedback because you can see those results straight away. Imagine combining your text generation, which was from your image generation, which is what I mentioned in take two, with gamification. You can create the images that go into your quizzes as well. And we've had some really good success, and student feedback on this is really, really positive. So that gamification is being facilitated by AI. Been around for a while, but certainly it's now getting even more interactive. And one of the things we're starting to see is adaptive questioning. So you can start to see some of these platforms are bringing in questions that adapt up or down in terms of the difficulty, depending on the success rate of the student. So my fourth take is a real game changer for students where writing is a struggle, whether that's due to a physical barrier or whether that's due to confidence, whether that's due to the fact that the student doesn't always see themselves as a writer, and that is using their voice to create text. Now, voice typing's been around for a while, and I remember trying it 15 or so years ago, and it was terrible. And anyone who's ever tried to voice type a WhatsApp message and realized they've sent word salad to their friends will know that until recently it's not been very good. But in comes large language models, and we've started to see voice to text become really, really accurate and rapid and smooth. And there are specific applications now designed to do this. Otter AI, Circle Back, and Fireflies are all designed for recording meetings. They're brilliant at transcribing and make really great tools to improve levels of access. There's a lovely little app I use called AudioPen. You get 10 little 3-minute recordings that you can do, and it transforms them into nice little notes. And increasingly, you're seeing this being built into the software and platforms in a far more usable way. So if you really want to help students, and we know that Talk for Writing is a powerful tool, Talk literally to create writing is a really powerful way to help students just get those initial thoughts onto the paper. And then as a teacher, you can come in and start showing the difference between the spoken word and the more carefully constructed written forms that we might use. So I think voice to text is a really powerful tool for inclusion in particular. And my final take, and I've left the big one till last, and this is probably the most exciting development that we see from AI or from large language models, as we probably more accurately should be talking about this generative tool, is the fact that these models can now work as personalized tutors. You could do it for yourself. We as teachers can help ourselves using these by just saying, okay, I want to study this particular area. Can you just talk me through it? And you can give your own large language model, ChatGPT, Claude, whatever it is that you're using, a prompt. But there are lots of bespoke platforms out there that are designed to do this. So you've got companies like Brisk, Mizzou, they offer personalized chatbots. Again, Magic School do these things. It's important that you choose ones that are appropriate for your environment and fit with the local compliances. They do need to be GDPR compliant if you're in the UK, for instance, so you need to check, obviously. But these personalized tutors are incredibly powerful. I've used them several times myself, deployed them in revision resources, and you can take a text, a piece of a textbook, for instance, that's digitized, and you can use a platform like Brisk. And it will create a tutor to walk the student through the material that is in that you've got on your computer there. And you can then share that with the students, and they can ask questions of it. You can place guardrails around it as a teacher. There's lots of platforms now that allow you to choose the exact role that this will make. All of a sudden, we have this little personalized assistant can sit alongside a student, and any student who would be the kind of quiet student who's at the back of the room who's just too shy to put their hand up and ask that question, they've got a companion there that can sit with them through that work. I've done this before with an entire classroom full of students, and it's enabled me to be able to get around every one of them, because I know that if I've got a student who might otherwise have needed a bit more of my time, they've got that additional support, and I can get to the other side of the room to maybe see the students you wouldn't necessarily always get the opportunity to see. And the great thing is, this can go up as well as helping, those with greater need. This can be tuned to extend a student's thinking as well, so you can capture your G&T.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing, John. You can learn more about John and the AI English Teacher blog and Ponteland High School at the links below. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.